Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the fair cooperation of the new creature. Chapter 2. The greatest and most fundamental cooperation of the new creature is always up to God. In the scriptures, there are several figures that exemplify the calling of a person who came to be constituted as a new creature to cooperative participation with collective groups, such as 1. Fellow citizens with the saints. 2. Members of the family of God. 3. A dwelling place of God. And several others. We can observe below two texts that clearly exemplify some aspects mentioned in the previous paragraph, as follows. Ephesians 2:19-22. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. 1 Peter 2:9-10. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy but now have obtained mercy. Each of the figures represented above has characteristics that point to the functioning of individuals in a collective set, that is, by way of example. 1. A Christian is an individual part that makes up a set of inhabitants of a city. 2. A Christian is an individual part that makes up a group of fellow believers of the same family. 3. A Christian is an individual part that makes up a group of people in which each one is called as sanctuary of God or dwelling place of God in the Spirit so that the Lord may manifest himself to each of his children, but also so that the Lord may manifest himself through the set of his children to the world. Thus, as each figure referenced so far points to sets with different purposes, we can see that the same individual is also called to cooperate with different roles or functions regarding each set with which one is called to collaborate. For example, the Christian's participation regarding the aspect of citizenship is focused on points more related to people's dwelling places, their production, their exchange of goods and services, the general security of the population, education in knowledge in general, and so on. The Christian's participation regarding the family of God is more focused on points related to the family of faith in the Lord, the conduct of cooperation guided and carried out as an expression of love and brotherhood, as well as the maintenance of mutual respect between fellow believers, knowing that in the family of God, all are equally children of the unique and eternal Heavenly Father. In turn, a Christian's participation in the aspect of being a dwelling place of God is directly associated with maintaining the close and active presence of God in one's heart so that the Lord may guide him or her in everything by his Spirit and so that in everything and everywhere one may express the testimony of the newness of life in Christ that is in one's heart. As a new creature in Christ, a Christian has one citizenship in heaven, has the condition of a heavenly child of God, and is a dwelling place of God in the Spirit to also be a fellow worker through each of these aspects. Galatians 4:26. But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all. Ephesians 3:14-16. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Even living on earth, a Christian is considered a citizen of the heavenly Jerusalem, the city that is up there. Therefore, One is called to conduct one's life as a citizen who is aware that one's personal actions cooperate so that the spiritual city is known more and more, and so that it is more active and representative wherever this Christian is or goes. Because one is a heavenly citizen, the Christian does not need to stop being righteous in one's conduct if the natural city in which one lives has a high rate of evil activity, just as one does not need to agree with the unrighteous acts of earthly cities just because one lives in them or thinks one could benefit from unrighteousness. Knowing that one always or everywhere represents the heavenly city, the Christian is called to maintain one's behavior according to the principles of the kingdom of God. Whether a Christian is living in a place or is passing through, traveling, one is called to always act under one's condition as a new creature in Christ Jesus, for in the Lord, one never needs to stop being a fellow citizen with the saints. In buying and selling, Christians are called to do it according to a fair scale. When one produces, one is called to do so with fear and reverence for the Lord, also aiming to benefit people. As for serving, the Christian is called to aim to do good in everything and towards everyone according to what the Lord instructs one to do, and not according to what the world dissociated from God seeks to demand of people. By knowing that one is a cooperator of the Lord, a witness of God, and has one's citizenship in the heavenly kingdom, a Christian should not aim at the practice of evil, even aiming, in what concerns this Christian, the search for peace with all, as also exemplified below. Romans 12:17-21. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him; if he is thirsty, give him a drink, for in so doing you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The heavenly city of God does not inhabit an immovable place, a physical territory, or in some natural aspect called by people special or holy, nor can it be imprisoned by people who want to establish it under earthly boundaries and human standards so that they can establish their earthly and evil powers over it. The heavenly city is spiritual, has no earthly limits, or is completely free. And as such, this city manifests itself like the wind that people do not know where it comes from and where it is going. Given this, as a heavenly citizen, a Christian is called to be an extension of the heavenly city in everything one does. That is, as we mentioned earlier, the Christian is called to act as a child of light in everything. Similarly, as a new creature, a Christian is also called to fully be a member of God's family, the chosen generation, the holy nation, and so on. And as such, a Christian is called everywhere to pray for one's fellow believers, be solicitous toward them, and love them with the brotherly love one has received from God in one's heart. Nevertheless, in the face of the calling to act in cooperation with the heavenly kingdom, according to the new creature in Christ Jesus, and towards one's fellow people, it is essential that a Christian maintains the correct perspective that one is not called to carry out one's cooperation by one's own effort, and nor is the Christian called to cooperate with what is not pertinent to him or her to perform or which is exclusively up to the Lord to accomplish. When God calls people who have been constituted new creatures in Christ Jesus also to be cooperators, he does not call them to act alone or without the Lord's help in accomplishing what they are called to do, as if God were a Lord who delegates activities to others and expects them, by themselves, to do what has been commissioned to them to do. For this reason, in all the themes of the systemic teaching about Christian life, we have repeatedly sought to highlight and re-emphasize the following words of the Lord Jesus Christ addressed to his disciples. John 15:1-5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. God sent his Son Jesus Christ to provide salvation for all human beings, but he also sent his beloved Son as a living offering to dwell in the hearts of everyone who believes in him. And this, to strengthen and sustain them in the new condition of life to which the new creature is called in Christ Jesus, including what concerns aspects of cooperation with the collectivity. The life according to the new creature to which a Christian is called to live and walk does not resemble the model of the law of Moses, under which people made efforts or strived in the flesh to fulfill the law to be then favored by God. In Christ Jesus, God takes the lead of his people or children and cooperates with them so that they may first be strengthened in him so that in him and through him they may also cooperate with that for which they are called by the Lord to cooperate. In one's condition as a new creature in the Lord, God does not call a Christian to carry out cooperation with him and with one's fellow people dissociated from God's very favorable action in the life of this Christian. In his various letters to Christians, Paul also reiterates what Christ taught him. Paul teaches that without Christ, we can do nothing and that it is in the Lord that we are strengthened for any action according to the heavenly will, as the examples below show us. 2 Corinthians 3, 4-6. And we have such trust through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Philippians 4, 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In their eagerness to be cooperators, Christians need to be very careful not to think or act as if their simple willingness to cooperate is enough for them to actually be collaborators with God or their fellow men, for without acting in the Lord and according to the Lord's will, no Christian can act in a position of effective cooperation according to the heavenly will. The foundation or support of a Christian so that one can cooperate appropriately according to the heavenly will, a foundation from which one should never depart, is that a Christian depends, first, on the cooperation of God towards one's life and the actions in which a Christian longs to be a cooperator. As new creatures in Christ Jesus, God does not call Christians to be only fellow workers with him and cooperators of their fellow men, but, first, to be fellow workers together with the Lord and what the Lord is doing for people. The fundamental and greatest cooperation towards human beings, including the support for them to be cooperators of one another, has always come and will continue to come from the Father of lights, the Heavenly Father from whom, through Christ Jesus, is granted every good and perfect gift with which a person may cooperate with the heavenly kingdom and one's fellow people. Even when a person is subject to human weakness, one can act in great cooperation according to the heavenly will, for it is not according to human weakness or strength that people receive cooperation for the good of their lives and the good of their fellow men, but according to the power and goodness of God towards them and through them. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, or weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. When God calls those who have become constituted as new creatures in Christ also to be his fellow workers and cooperators with those whom the Lord instructs them to cooperate with, God does not call them to impose an arduous or heavy obligation on them but calls them to enjoy, also in this respect, the presence and goodness of the Lord in everything towards them.